Now, James Hogg is a top writer and broadcaster whose recent work includes Hello, Darlings, an authorised biography on the life of Kenny Everett. Hopefully, we're joined by James on the line now. James, are you there?
I am. Hello.
James, welcome to the show. Now, this Tuesday, you're going to be appearing at the BFI for an evening dedicated to the genius of Kenny. What kind of things can we look forward to?
A lot of people think that Kenny's television career began sort of in the late 70s and, you know, with all the career rocker stuff and all that sort of thing. And it didn't. It started in the late 60s when he did a show called Nice Time with Jermaine Greer, believe it or not. There's a duo to conjure with. But they presented this magazine show called Nice Time on Granada Television that was massively popular. Only shown up there, though, and there are only three episodes of this that exist. So we're showing one of those episodes, and he then did a show called Ev, which was something he did with the director Bruce Gowers, who directed the video for Bohemian Rhapsody and things like that. And he did this show in the very early 70s, and again, there's about two episodes of that remaining, so we played a full episode of that. And then the very first episode of the Kenny Everett television show from 1978, that obviously Barry co-wrote with Ev and Michael McIntyre's dad, Ray Cameron. So the three of them wrote the majority of the stuff. And then after that, we're going to have a panel discussion, myself, Louis Barth is chairing it, who wrote the history of light entertainment stuff, and Barry Cryer is going to be there. And we're going to chat about Ev with the audience and basically... I suppose reminisce. It's going to be a good night.
It sounds amazing. Now, even though Kenny was, of course, a huge radio star, it did actually take him quite a long time to become popular on TV, didn't it?
Yeah, he wasn't really into TV. He had to be persuaded to do it. The guy who brought Morecambe and Wise over to ITV, he was a controller at the time, and it took him months to persuade Everett to do the show that we all know him for now, that started in 1978. He just found it, he loved his own space. He loved the fact that he could talk to millions of people with radio and just sit in a room on his own. He could create all these weird and wonderful characters and noises and play all his favourite music, because he never stuck to a playlist. He just basically played whatever he wanted, which is totally unheard of now. Everything is, researched to the hilt. And basically he sort of said, well, I kept adding noughts onto the end of this offer, and eventually he got him over.
And it was really thanks to Barry Cryer, wasn't it? Because he was really the person who understood what would make Kenny tick on TV.
Very much so. But again, that was more, it seems more luck over judgment. It was a happy accident, really. They'd met each other a couple of times and were sort of pals, not friends. And then they got to know each other and... they get on like an absolute house on fire. You've got this, Everett, this gay genius, and Barry Cryer, this family man, and he always used to call Baz an honorary gay. That's what he always used to call him. And you said, oh, wife and four kids, what a smokescreen. That was his thing. But they became a fantastic partnership, very close friends.
Now, you've written books on all sorts of celebrities. Why did you decide to write about Kenny this time?
Barry Cryer. The book I did before... That was Little Urn. It was the authorised biography of Ernie Wise, which Baz... Because Barry wrote some of their stuff, a few bits and pieces. And we were talking one day after that came out, and he said, you've got to do a book on Everett. Everett's going to be a Renaissance man. He's going to come back into fashion. You've got to do a book on Everett. And he gave me Kenny's sister's number in Australia, and within... 2 or 3 months, we had a book deal, and it was off and running.
Now, were you surprised when you were writing the book? Because he has influenced so many people in modern media, hasn't he?
Yeah, you listen to Steve Wright, Chris Evans, all based on Everett. That style of presentation, Steve Wright with all those silly characters that he used to do, it's all he's the godfather of personality radio. And I'm sure what you yourself and Simone, I'm sure what you do, your show, the Sunday Roast, the parts of that will be, you might not know it, but parts of that will be based on something that Everett created.
I've been copying Kenny for years. I'm a huge Kenny fan.
There you go. But thank God for him, because, without Everett, we wouldn't have laughed half as much as we have, and I probably, we probably wouldn't have enjoyed life quite as much as we possibly do.
That's very true. Because Kenny wouldn't be that old if he was still around today. It makes you wonder, maybe he'd have his own YouTube channel and he'd be doing incredible things with it.
We talks about this in the book. When I interviewed so many people, about 60, 70 people, you know, anybody from Chris Tarrant, Cliff Richards, and that was the question that we all ended up on. It was, if Everett was alive today, what would he be doing? And the general consensus was that he would still be presenting on radio. He wouldn't do TV, apart from the guest appearance. He'd still be doing radio, like Wogan does now. He does a weekend show every so often. And he'd be, you know, imagine Kenny Everett with a Mac, with a Macintosh, with an iMac.
He'd love it.
You know, that's what he'd be doing, because he was technology mad. So he'd just be collecting gadgets and creating things. He'd probably be a very reluctant billionaire.
Well, James, thanks so much for joining us. You can catch James at the BFI this Tuesday for an evening dedicated to Kenny Everett, and his authorised biography, Hello Darlings, is available to buy right now. And I believe it's now in paperback?
It is in paperback, and the big draw on Tuesday certainly isn't me. It's Barry Cryer. Barry Cryer is going to be on the panel. So, you know, if you're going to come for anything, come for Everett and come for Barry. God, don't you come because of me. But Barry Cryer is going to be there.
So. Brilliant. That's great. Well, James, thank you so much, and good luck with Tuesday.